Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Hall, and today we'll be talking about Cyrano's production of Hedda Gabler.
And to talk about it, we have two actors from the show. We have Anya Wyndham, who is playing Hedda Gabler. Welcome to Stage Talk, Anya.
Thank you.
And we have Jamie Nelson, who is playing George Tessman. Welcome to the show, Jamie.
Thanks for having us, Steve.
Well, Hedda Gabler, or Hedda Gabler, as the Americans say, is one of those classic plays by Henrik Ibsen. It's often talked about and is one of the most revolutionary plays that I think started off the realism movement in Norway and then through Europe. So talk to us about this play. Anya, let's talk about your, since you were playing Hedda, the character, let's talk about the play a bit from your standpoint.
Well, it's been one of my favorite plays for a long time. The first time I saw it was a televised version of the play in Swedish public television, starring one of my favorite Swedish actresses, Lena Endre. And when I saw it, I just fell in love with it. And so it's been with me for over 20 years now, and I have so many copies of it, so many translations. And so, yeah, I've always wanted to do it. It's been my dream role.
What is it about that role that you fell in love with?
There's something about Hedda. I think she is such, there are so many opportunities for interpretation in Ibsen's script, and there are so many questions, so many unanswered questions. So I think it's a very subjective thing about that script, how you interpret the role. But I feel like maybe she is a little bit misunderstood in the theatrical world. I think people think that she's manipulative and scheming and cold, and I don't see her that way at all. I see her as a victim of her circumstances and just somebody who is just calling out for help, and I'm really intrigued by her.
I'm totally in agreement with you. I love this play, and I'm glad to hear that you're making her human.
I am, very much.
Because I've seen it when she wasn't human.
Right.
And Jamie, talk to us about your character and your role in the play.
George Tessman is also a very interesting character. Upon my first read of the script and upon learning of how it's been portrayed in the past, he can be a very simple man, and he can really come off as somewhat of a buffoon, kind of there as the victim of Hedda's warpath, and with the extremely human qualities that Anya's bringing to the role of Hedda, it was very difficult to play it that way. And we even tried it for a couple weeks to be a little bit more traditional and have him be so simple that when he's insulted, it just goes right over his head and he doesn't even realize it. So between Anya's kindness and her portrayal and Tamar's brilliant director qualities and her ability to not be rigidly stuck to our original ideas and to evolve as we go through the rehearsal process, we've made him so kind that when he is insulted, sure, it sinks in and he's intelligent to pick up a lot of things that are going on around him, but he chooses to be better. He's not going to sink himself to a level where he's going to argue with somebody over petty things. And he's such an optimist that he looks past a lot of the things that he is actually picking up on. And I think it's playing really well as a team with the rest of the cast in that fashion.
Well, I mentioned at the top of the show, this is one of the beginnings of realism in Europe. And it sounds like both of you are getting back to that idea of playing real characters rather than something that might be more stereotypical. Because the play has this mystique about it, about being a play about feminism.
Yes.
And talk about that, Anya.
Well, I don't think it's a feminist play. I guess it is in the sense that feminism is equality all around. And, you know, I think feminism has gotten a bad rap about being some sort of man-bashing movement, which is obviously not true. And this play is about all humans who find themselves trapped in their own regrets or oppression, or in any sense find themselves in a situation that they can't get themselves out of. So, I mean, feminism, well, yes, if it applies to all humans and equality for all, then I guess it is a feminist play. But otherwise, I think it's probably shortchanging it a little bit and shortchanging this script, because I think there's so much more there to discover than that.
I am totally in agreement with you, Anya. I've always loved this play in many ways. I've seen it done like you say, just non-real characters, and I've seen it done with real characters. And I love the fact that you're playing a real character, because it's a wonderful play that way.
And Jamie, excuse me, Jamie, you're kind of addressing that in your own way by saying that, as Anya mentioned, it's a play for everyone, not just a feminist play. And by taking your role seriously, not being the buffoon, you're sort of approaching it the same way.
Yeah, it's a fun idea to think about how much Ibsen liked to ask questions. He didn't always lay the answers out for us by the end of his scripts, but he wanted to ask those questions and leave that open for the audience to take away with them. And it really helps for people to have an enjoyable experience, and they can have intelligent discussion afterwards. And I've even had a couple of my castmates come up to me in the last week or so and ask questions about what I think happened in this particular scene, because what they saw 3 weeks ago during rehearsal, they had an entirely different impression of what George's motivations might have been. So the true motivations haven't changed, but it's nice to see that my character has evolved in a way that even my castmates can wonder a little bit about more of where he's coming from.
We've talked about this show a lot in terms of your characters, but for those of our audience members who may not know this play, can you give us just a brief background of the storyline of the play? I know it's very complicated.
But it is.
It's very complicated, but in short.
I'll let you do that, Jamie.
Well, thank you. It does seem really complicated because there's so many lovely layers. Even though we got our scripts back in June and we've been looking at them for a long time and rehearsing for a while, it's still fun to discover new layers every night. But the simplicity of it is that Hedda is in a position where she's in a man's world in the 1800s in Norway, and is really having a hard time figuring out how to entertain herself, how to satisfy this intelligent fire within her. And it just wasn't a very adventurous world for women to explore. So she's struggling with that, and how to have a satisfying marriage when she doesn't feel challenged and stimulated. So she's very bored, and she is manipulative, but it doesn't come from an evil place. It comes from her desire to see if she can have an influence on the world and have some fun.
This is Stage Talk on KSKA, talking about Henrik Ibsen's play Hedda Gabler, and here to talk about it, we have Anya Windham and Jamie Nelson, and I'm Jean Paul, and this is Steve Hunt.
Anya, I've got to talk about the elephant in the living room here.
Oh.
This is one of the classic plays of Norway.
Yes.
You're from Sweden. Now, we know they're not the same country.
No.
But you mentioned when you first saw this play, it was in Swedish.
Yes.
On Swedish television.
Uh-huh.
Have you brought a certain sensibility to the part, being from that part of the world, that we might not get as being an American actress who's approaching that role?
I don't know. I think it's very universal. It takes place in Christiania, which is now Oslo, and so it's a bigger city. I don't know if it maybe I grew up with it in a different way. Maybe I'm part of the Scandinavian boredom, maybe a little bit, like the TikTok of Ingmar Bergman in the background, which is another lovely thing about our play. We have such great designers.
Which is somewhat like Alaska's boredom in the winter.
Yes, I think so. Like, it translates well in Alaska. It's kind of the same.
Yeah. And Jamie, how about you? How are you approaching the role from being maybe an Alaskan?
kind of the same thing. We're in a world where they've just come back from a 5 or 6 month honeymoon, and it's easy to see why you'd want to do that and go out and see the world, because there's a lot of unique qualities to Alaska that are fascinating that you could stay here and explore. But it is a very unique area where it's fun to get out and see other places. So especially as a scholar that likes to find minutiae and pour through archives and find materials for his work, it's easy to see where they'd want to get out, and easy to see where Hedda would be bored at home, especially if George is so indulged in his work all the time.
This play also has been one of the hallmarks, as I mentioned, of realism. Is the set being done in a very realistic way, and are the props and costumes
like
that?
Oh my gosh, the set, it's so gorgeous. Here's the thing. When I was approached about Hedda Gabler, and I asked Tamar to direct it, because we have very similar styles of approaching a role. And I thought if she can do it, and you know, if she knows what I might want in my heart, it will be Tamar. And she was worried that I would have some sort of preconceived ideas of how to stage the play and all this because I've lived it for so long, which I didn't. But what I did have was this very, very strong feeling that I wanted an unconventional set. I did not want your standard Victorian sitting room. And so the only person to approach would be Carrie Yanagawa, who graciously accepted. And she has done an amazing job. Like, she goes above and beyond. She really does. And she calls herself a scenic designer. I call her a scenographer because she goes the extra mile and she researches extensively. And then she puts it together with the Yanagawa twist. It's just, it's gorgeous. It really is. If you don't like theater, just come for the set.
we could talk the entire hour about Carrie and how devoted she is to her yes. craft and what she does. And
she works many long nights and Aaron Weissman helping out. And
yeah.
It's just been...
They're amazing. Yeah, they have not slept this week. If their friends need something in their production, they take ownership of that, and they often send us home and tell us we're no longer needed hours before they go to sleep. It's amazing how devoted they are, and it's hard to imagine this production without them.
One thing I've always said about scenery is that, especially in plays, more than film, I think, the scenery is a character in the play. It
yes.
happens in that place for a reason.
Yes.
It doesn't have, you don't go back and forth between different locations.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Is the set really influencing your character choices?
Very much so.
Yeah.
Yes.
Carrie's got, just like Ibsen's got the layers in the script, Carrie's got layers into her set that even though we're in the same environment, it serves the characters differently, where Hedda can feel that it's a little awkward, a little small, and she can feel trapped. And George can feel completely at home. He can feel that his loving aunts have a nice warm environment. Even though we're in the same room, it's perceived entirely differently by the characters.
Well, unfortunately... We're running out of time.
Oh, no, all the people we didn't mention.
Okay, mention quick.
All our co-actors. Say, Jamie, go.
Aaron Weissman is playing Aylett Loveborg. He's doing a wonderful job with that. We're happy to have Jill Sauerwine as Mrs. Elvsted. And
David Haynes. As
is,
Judge Brock.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
This is a great cast.
Yeah,
yes.
And we have Gigi Lynch as Aunt Julia. And Susan Metcalf as
Berta. And then, of course, Tamar directing, wonderful job. And Erin Campbell doing light design, which is amazing. And help me, Tyler Carlson doing sound, which is also great. Thank you so much.
And Mark Hess is stage managing.
Yes, Mark Hess.
And who's the usher?
I'm sure it's Ron Holster.
Well, thank you for being on our show today. Jamie Nelson and Anya Wyndham, who are actors in Cyrano's production of Hedda Gabler, which opens tonight, so break a leg.
Thank you so much.
Will do.
And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org. Anchorage Community Theater's production of Bell, Book, and Candle by John Van Druten opens tonight and continues until November the 2nd. Performances are on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at centertix.net or call 868-4913.
South High will present Autaria, Gothic Horror Store, on Thursday, October 9th through October 11th. For details and tickets, visit their website.
Alaska Theater of Youth's production of Beauty and the Beast and The Three Musketeers will run at the Sydney Lawrence Theater and will open this weekend and run through the next. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
UAA Department of Theater and Dance presents The Fantastics by Harvey Schmidt and Tom Jones and running through the 19th. Current times are 8 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays and 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information or for tickets, contact uaatix.com or call 786-4-TIX.
Synesthesia Artist Collective is presenting the Rocky Horror Show running at Mad Myrna's through November the 8th. For more information, visit the Mad Myrna's website.
Opening this week at Cyrano's, you can see Hedda Gabler on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net. Thank you for being with us today on Stage Talk. We've been talking to Anya Windham and Jamie Nelson from Cyrano's production of Hedda Gabler.
Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.